My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
With the ever-increasing demand for greater speeds in aircraft,
okay.
It has been necessary to remove every possible projection from the outer surface of the airplane. Everything that would induce turbulence with its attendant drag must be reduced to a minimum. The use of a rivet.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I think I appreciate that clip even more now.
I do too. And you know what I actually think, by the way, that is called Canadian Denim. It's by Garrett Herder, that song. I think that he actually is the ultimate dad boner. And here's why. We can get lost in the reactions.
Yana, go ahead.
Because you can get You can get lost in the reactions
right. And
think that that's really what it is. But it's actually really about the reaction to the whatever circumstance.
Right.
And so some people are actually reacting in huge ways, but to truly astounding things. In other words, you know, the whale's coming out of the water and the guy's like, oh my God.
That's a normal reaction.
Because it truly is remarkable.
Sure.
Or when the guy in the plane sees the eclipse and he's like, oh my, I forget the
word. Corona!
I mean, he gets excited. But that's a phenomenal thing that he's seeing. This guy's reacting like this to a fucking highway.
Right.
So I think he's actually the biggest dad boner of all, because
so it's the level of dad boner is directly proportional to the stimuli, if you will.
So some people have reacted even bigger than him. Well, few, because he sounds like he's coming, but still, it's to a highway. You know,
yeah. Who gets that geeked about?
This is him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
the story that this road tells.
Come on. I mean, it sounds like he's drugged.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's a mental illness?
I think this guy has something wrong with him for sure.
He's touched.
But you know, I don't know if he's truly, like, I want to say he's mentally ill to like kind of poke at him.
Yeah.
But I think this guy's really this excited. I think it's actually genuine. He's a That's him for real.
Right.
Running down the street on the highway. And we pointed out that's very similar to somebody coming. You know?
Do you think it's because maybe he was watching them build it for so long? Like, maybe that's his route to work every day?
I think his real excitement is infrastructure, highways.
That's his jam.
So when he sees where the fucking highway ends or where it meets whatever, he gets that fucking excited about it.
Yeah. Everyone's got to have something.
They do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sober. I'm so excited to be here. I spent the last 48 hours in a Courtyard Marriott.
How was that?
Really exciting. I mean, it was really neat just to sit in the brown room, and then I forget how boring the days are for stand up.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Like, you have to just fill hours of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't do a good job. I just sat in my room and I watched Netflix all day and slept.
Well, I think maybe you did do a good job. Maybe you're not giving. Maybe, I mean, how are you supposed to do it? I think maybe
you do a lot more on the road. You're like, oh, I worked out.
Well, the workout's big to me on the road. I got to do it. I actually at the point I'm at this point now, I won't do a show without it.
Yeah. So you're good.
That part of it. But I mean, I do it. I like to do it 2 hours before showtime.
Wow. That's when I start to sleep. That's when I start my nap.
Really?
5 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
No, if I have a 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I'm in the gym.
No.
This way I can work out. And I don't try to kill myself. I try to do enough where I'm sweating. Heart rate's definitely up, but I'm not exhausted. And this way I feel really alert, so that then I can go back to my room. I don't have to panic, shower, change, get ready. And then it's like, you know, I have 15, 20 minutes to get to the venue. I'm good to go.
That's not how my day went. My day is, I have two beds. There's one that you sleep in, and then the other one you eat in.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered Postmates and I ate.
I do like the separate beds.
One's
for stuff.
Yeah.
Like that, put all your
bullshit.
Shit on it. You turn the air off?
No.
You turn it down?
No. Now you're very suspicious of that.
I am, because I saw your insane post on Instagram where you showed that in Sacramento this week, you had the heat on in your room.
76. I like it. A balmy 76.
God.
Yeah. But that feels good to me. It feels natural, normal. I hate cold air.
We ever had a dispute in court, they would bring that as evidence. And
for the divorce?
The judge would rule against you. You'd be like, well, this is a crazy
just
person.
For that.
Yeah. Just the gavel will come down.
What about the...
And the jurors would be like, 76.
Yeah, but what about I tolerate as a wife? Like a lot of your boxer shorts sitting with
you know
your
what I did
open,
do while you were gone? And I thought about you.
Out.
You're
not even listening to my side argument.
That's nothing.
The farting, the belching,
whatever,
the snoring, the shits, the constant shitting. You're always excusing yourself to shit.
You've been doing it much more than I have, if you want to be honest about it.
How are we being honest about it?
Every morning we're hanging out as a family and you're like, oh, I got to go shit. You always leave the shit first. You have to shit at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Because I'm healthier than you.
No, no. And you're gone a long time. Healthy people shit quickly.
Yeah, but I have to check Instagram. I got to look at the Twitter. I got to post.
You're gone a long time. You really are grinding them out, I guess.
It doesn't take long to come out. My road dumps are very... Can I tell you what gave me... Listen, if you're having trouble taking a shit, let me tell you what'll kick out your jams.
What's up?
Go to Starbucks, buy the instant coffee at Starbucks. I drink those on the road instead of the swill that they call coffee at the Courtyard Marriott, and I shit like foot long.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Really proud of you.
So wait, what were you going to say though?
I don't know. You kind of lost me in all this.
You're talking about...
Judges.
Yeah.
So,
But I'd like to talk more about Starbucks instant coffee in a minute.
I slept in your spot.
And how was that?
It was great. And then one night right before I went to bed, I sat up and I clipped my toenails in the bed, and then I just brushed them to your side of the floor.
No.
Yeah.
That's so rude. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I can picture you going like, ow. Like stepping on one. And
that's not nice.
It made me happy.
Babe, that's not cool.
Let's open this show correctly.
Okay, yeah.
We got to do this. Here we go.
That's so rude.
Well, howdy, folks. How the hell y'all doing? Old Catfish Cooley coming into you live, baby.
You think this guy's
for
real?
I've been noticing a lot of people. They talk about my dog will only eat this kind of food, or my dog will only eat this kind of food because it costs more. I want to test that out. I think it's bullshit.
Mm.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
I think our son has more teeth than this guy.
This guy doesn't have a lot of teeth, but he's a big burly dude, and he's tired of people talking, comparing dog foods, or saying, like, my dog doesn't like that.
Yeah, I don't think, that's not true, like, my dog doesn't like.
I think that does happen, yeah.
My dogs have always just eaten whatever slop we put in their bowl. Like you, it's similar to how you are.
That's probably true. But I think some people do are big into that saying, like, oh, my dog's a big fan of this. And
I guess, yeah.
My dog won't eat that or doesn't like that.
Now, he's got a number 8 on this knuckle. Are there two more 8s? Is he a Heil Hitler? The 888?
That's what
the
that
white
is?
Supremacist? Yeah, it's the 8th letter of the alphabet. Remember we learned this? Blue Band taught us this.
Blue Band taught us that?
Yeah, because there was somebody with an 888 tattoo, and this is when he was in studio, and he's like, 8 is, it's the H, right? It's the 8th letter of the alphabet.
Well, do we know our ABCs?
Heil Hitler.
Let's try it.
8-8.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I don't know if he has all 3. That'd be really disturbing if he did.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, like someone.
Then
that,
say hi to Hitler.
Hey, he Hitler. Sounds like the kind of guy that would have.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's fair to people that sound like that. There's a lot of people that sound like
hey,
that.
Hey, come on, ding, ding, dong, dang, dong. Hail Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
See, Danny. Yeah, Danny's not from the South.
No, she says it totally differently, too.
Hey,
Hitler.
Hitler. Kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
I got some mighty dog food, some kind of
mighty.
Shit. It's a cheaper can.
Mighty dog?
Mm.
Ew.
Oh,
I wouldn't eat Mighty Dog. At least I ate the gourmet. Oh. Well, that's I'm out of the clip.
I didn't know we were going there.
I'm out of the clip.
I have.
I'm out of the clip.
Oh my God, he fucking.
Not looking.
Woo.
Oh boy, is it done?
I think so.
The good dog food.
He's going in for number 2.
Oh, it's a different one though. It's a different.
I can't even do this.
It's
a
different time of dog.
Why was he go back? Why did he go back for seconds?
Because he's making a video. Woo! Okay, he's gonna eat another one.
Oh my God! Why are you opening? Is this funny?
I think. First of all, I didn't. Sometimes I look at clips. I had no idea this was coming. I swear to you, I had no idea. You said you've seen, right?
I've seen just the beginning. Wait, can I? The dog food I tried, that's Fief's prescription. That's.
How do you not vomit?
That's the Science Hill diet or whatever, because he's got. He
no, but
stones.
That guy that worked at the dog food place said.
I know.
Don't eat that.
Because he said it's got maggots and stuff.
But now you got a nice ring.
That's true. I did get my nice ring.
You got a nice ring.
It didn't taste that bad. I don't know what this fucking hillbilly's all crying about.
Oof.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh my God.
They both taste like he's shit.
I knew it.
It don't matter like what kind of dog food it is.
No shit.
It just tastes like shit.
Oh my God.
But you think he'd be used to eating like raccoon and snake and maybe. Stuff and
be,
squirrel.
It'd be fun to hang out with. What does this say on that on this tattoo
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Can you read it?
I don't know.
It's that.
It's Stewie. Isn't that Stewie from the Family Guy?
I don't think so.
It is. It's
really?
Stewart.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Maybe it's his catchphrase.
I don't know what that is.
Well, this guy's look. At least I did it for a ring.
Yeah,
this guy did it just for the. Come on, man. He just did it for like YouTube likes.
Well, that was a very entertaining video. I would tell him that.
Yeah.
That was very entertaining.
Dog food's not that bad. What's this fucking sissy crying about?
Yeah, I don't know.
What
so
a fucking pussy.
You hit the road, and you're hitting the road again.
Yeah, I'm going to Fartniks. This week, Fartniks.
And then I've been single dad. I've been doing that single dad life.
I left you alone for exactly 48 hours, and now you're a full single dad.
Single dad.
48 hours. What single happened while life. I was gone?
We had a good time, actually. It was really...
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good.
I mean, yeah, there's obviously really trying moments, and and the... I think the thing that wears on you, that wears on nerves, is when the whining doesn't stop.
Yeah.
When you hear, like...
Oh my God.
You're like, do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want the other thing? Like, when you offer everything up, do you want rest? Do you want change? Do you want food? And they're like, and that goes on and on. That's when you're like, I'm all right.
Yeah. Tapped out.
Is anyone else coming over to help or no?
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Well, it's hard because he only knows a few words, so he can't communicate.
What he wants.
And that part
And then sometimes they don't know what they want. That's the other thing.
They just want you to fix it.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he just goes, fix me.
And sometimes they're tired, but you think that, do you want to sleep? And they do, but they don't know that they need to work to get to sleep. Shit like that.
They don't know how to, It's tough.
It wears on you.
But
there's
so
a lot
harsh.
Of fun moments. He's the cutest fucking little kid.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with him.
You know, the only, the times I get stressed out are like, excuse me, nighttime, like if he doesn't sleep through the night and then I'm up with him all night and then I have to be with him the next day alone, then I'm like, I want to blow my brains out.
Yeah, there's
when you're gone.
You know,
it's tough.
It's just whatever.
But the good news is that you got a lot of chick attention at the mall.
A lot of chicks
at the country club.
I got to tell you something. It's so funny. It's interesting. I take him to the country club, and you know, for people that don't know here out here, if you're like, why do you keep going to the mall? For us, it's like we live in a very hot city. And it's the heat has already begun. It's like in the 90s. Like today it's 93.
Is it? Let me check my Apple Watch to confirm.
Well, it was in the car. That's what it said in the car.
Let's verify that one.
But anyways, and then the other day over the weekend, it was really windy. Like trees blew down.
Oh, yeah.
So that is one of the reasons we go. And it's like it's space. He can
run free. Yeah. There's stuff for kids to do. You can get lunch.
You can get lunch. So anyways... We go there, and I notice that I'm getting a lot of different types of looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, like, dudes that are, like let's say three guys are having coffee together at a place, looking at me like, you see that guy? Like, that's what the look is. The look is like, you see that guy with the baby?
The kidnapper?
The kidnapper, or, like, this guy's like a woman,
right?
You know? That's how I read their look. And I noticed that it's a different look. Like, they don't register a guy with a 3 or a 5-year-old like that.
Like a kid that's up and running. And
but when it's a, like our kid's 16 months, they're like, huh? Women, too, would look at me curiously, like, because I'm sitting there, you know, I'm putting him back in the stroller because he gets tired of running, and I'm pulling apart a banana and giving him pieces of banana.
Yeah.
And like, here's your water. Like, I'm doing all the caretaking things.
You're doing mom things.
And they're looking at me like, Yeah. Where did this guy steal this?
That's because mom does every, like, no offense, but mom is really.
I get it, but it's
the
just,
OG.
It's an
here.
Interesting.
Let's be real.
Look to get from strangers, and it tells you a lot. It tells you a lot about society, and also these individuals. I mean, some of them are looking at me because they think that I shouldn't even be doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's the thing is that people assume women are natural caregivers.
Yeah.
And that's really not true because I had to learn how to take care of an infant. It's not like it comes out of you and you're like, oh, I know how to breastfeed. Like,
right.
No, someone had to come to our house and teach me how, and then I had to learn how to change a diaper. So it's learned behavior, and men can learn it too. And I don't know why the fuck the default is mom all the time on everything.
Well, I know why. It makes sense, actually.
Because it came out of me, which
Because as a woman, and also don't forget, you're the actual food source. And I'm talking
from
about
the beginning, from not the very beginning.
But from the beginning, the woman is the food source.
Yeah.
So
it
makes sense because we're programmed biologically for you to have the life grows in you and then you nurture it. So it's not that crazy. But it's interesting that, you know, obviously people and times have evolved and people are looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, like you stole a baby.
Yeah. They looked at me like I was crazy and I could, you know, I wasn't like one or two people. I'm talking about multiple people throughout this hour at a mall were looking at me like, what are you doing?
I know it's sad when men are like, I'm going to babysit. I'm babysitting my children this weekend when my wife goes away. It's like, you're not babysitting, asshole. Those are your kids. Right.
That's yours. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that the assumption that only mom can take care of children? I think men should be offended that it's assumed to be a female role. I mean, don't you get some satisfaction taking care of Ellis?
Of course, I get satisfaction.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, like, I know I'm doing woman's work. But,
right.
But I still enjoy it. Just like if you were to fucking build a deck, you'd be like, oh, this is cool. This is what guys do.
Right. You know? Or just what humans can do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people can do it.
I don't know.
Despite having.
I feel like if I cook, I'm like, oh, cool. Like chicks do this, you know?
You cooked excellent.
I did have a great Sunday cooking day.
What was it called? The brisket? Is that what you mean?
No, I did tri-tip.
Dick tip. That was so good.
Dick tip was...
God damn, that delicious. Was amazing.
I got a big green egg. There's some... I know there's some super barbecue fans out there. I like to work with fire, so I don't like doing... You know, I like charcoal, I like wood chips, and I like messing with fire. And this thing is... It's really simple, actually, because you control your heat just based on the air you let into it. So you can basically get this thing, if you want to, let's say, throw a steak on and you want to just have that thing go quick, you can make the thing about almost 700 degrees and just have the vents completely open.
Put your penis in there.
And it's like a fucking, you know, almost like a broiler. And then boom, your steak is done in a minute, you know. But you can also reduce the airflow and bring that temperature in that 225, 250 range and slow cook some things kind of. And that's what I did with that. It was so
fucking
good. But
it's smoky tasting because it's smoky chips.
Yeah, it's a little smoke. Yeah.
You can't like smoke a cake in there.
You can smoke a cake. Absolutely.
Really?
You missed it while you were gone. I did a couple of birthday cakes in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Some cupcakes, like smoky chocolate.
People love that natural, that charcoal tasting cake. Is like it's just such a it's uncommon, but it's really rewarding.
Yeah,
really interesting. No, but I actually did do a British baking show treat. I tried it.
That was awesome. Yeah, because we found the secondary show, the Masterclass. They have it on Netflix, and you can watch Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood make the recipes.
Hollywood.
And you know what I noticed when I was watching it is that Paul Hollywood is like a big show off.
Yeah.
Like he cracks the eggs with one hand on the side of the, like he does it fast too.
Of course. Like
showing off.
Yeah.
And he does everything really, really fast to show off. And Mary Berry was like, oh, I've noticed when you crack it that way, all the egg drips on the side of the bowl. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, she was kind of like, relax.
Of course. Relax. She's 83
douchebag.
Though,
take it down a notch.
I know, but that's, it kind of contributes to the chemistry of them, right? Because she's like, do you notice none of the egg dribbles on my bone? And he's like, that's fine, man. Like, he doesn't even, he's like, yeah. It's just like you are with your mom, basically. You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, mom.
He made a couple of old jokes at her at one point, and she did not react. Like, a couple of them, she was like, nope.
Yeah.
She did not like it.
So I tried his chocolate volcano.
Yeah.
But I missed one small but key step.
Yeah.
I forgot the 2 tablespoons of flour.
God damn it.
And I could just see him trying it and being like, the flavor's there. Yeah.
It's a good bake.
It's a good bake, yeah. But you didn't get the rise you should have gotten, yeah?
You need to get that molten lava cake rise.
And for those of you like, uh-oh, you guys are back on the fat train. We literally, we did it like bakers. We had a couple bites
and threw it away.
Yeah,
I made fitness today. I reined it in. Yeah, we're all good.
Got to make fitness. I make it all the time. I made it four times last week. And I'll make fitness in the morning. I'm going to do twice with the trainer, and I'm going to do a couple solos this week.
You're kind of turning into like that mom life that I got going. You do Pilates twice a week.
Yeah.
Taking care of the kid alone now. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Now, there's one thing that, you know, we got a lot of emails, things to go through. One thing that's been coming up is like personality wise.
Okay.
Who really is the champion?
You're not going to read listener emails, are you? Because those are always really slanted towards one of us, or they don't really know us in real life. So how can you say?
I got one better for you.
Okay.
I have actual commentary.
No.
I was listening to this podcast contest personality, and for me, it's not a contest. It's by far, you're the best. Christina has a really nice personality.
There you go.
She's really smart, probably smarter than you. But as far as charming, amazing, funny, articulate, and all the things around, you win by far. By miles.
Wait a minute.
Great. There is no contest there. You're the winner.
Now,
bye.
But wait a minute, that's not some random caller. That's your biological mom. That's the woman that raised you.
How about somebody that knows us both?
She's supposed to feel that
way. How about some people that know us both, you know? I mean, there's other people that know
us. Yeah, but that's your mom.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
What's up, Teddy Loons? Hey, I was just listening to the podcast.
Stop it.
And,
stop yourself.
Look, you know I love Christine. I've known Christina for, what, a dozen years?
It's Ryan Sickler. He knows.
Yeah, I know who this is.
Beautiful girl, great mom, hilarious comedian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great friend, great daughter.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to personality, cardboard. Absolutely hard. Just dry as shit. Sandpaper. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Really nothing there. She's definitely married up. I mean, when it comes to personality, you definitely have a better personality.
I can't believe you solicited these. That was Ryan Sickler of the Crab Feast podcast.
Yep. He's
what a traitor. I can't believe it.
There's different. I mean, people are calling in.
No, those aren't people. Those are two biased people that you set up.
Hey, buddy. Listen to the show. Interesting question. Who has the best personality? Well, I think that Christina is clearly the more intelligent of the two.
Jesus.
Given her educational background.
He's so into that.
I think in terms of personality, after all, you're my son. So,
yeah. See, I mean,
also,
you got most of your personality from me.
Yeah.
So cocky.
Fortunately for you. So I think that my vote has to go to you.
I'm unreal.
Of course. Yeah.
Unreal. I mean, it's obviously skewed.
I don't know. I mean, there's people. I mean, obviously, my parents are going to vote a certain way, but there's people.
Hey, Tom, it's Matt Fulstron, the Full Charge. I was thinking about this lately, and I don't know why I was thinking about it, but your wife, Christina, is so funny on stage.
On stage.
But off stage, I kind of think you have a better personality.
This is terrible.
You're fun to hang out with.
Yeah, see?
You always got the joke.
Yep.
Like, off stage, it's just... I like hanging out with you, man. So, yeah, that's what you should know.
Yep.
Please don't tell Christina I said that.
Thank you. Wow.
Charge. Wow. Yeah. This is really quite a coup here.
Well, so, I mean.
I'm devastated. Yeah. I can't believe it.
It is kind of alarming.
No.
I'm at the park with my kid. I was listening to your podcast, and I thought about what you said on there. I had to say something.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day, and listen, you're thinking, I'm a guy that. My personality, I'm not number one on anybody's list when they're having a party, so it's hard for me to say that, but you do have a nice personality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Christine, she's a great mom, good-looking broad, you know, funny comic. Her personality is kind of like, you know what I'm saying? They're Hungarian. They got the goulash and the swords, they're jumping up and down and shit. But your personality is kind of smooth. Christine, you know...
Christine.
I don't know if she's going to stab me in the head. I don't know what's going to happen.
There you go.
Wow.
That's what I think. Take it for what it's worth. Stay black.
Wow.
So do you feel like...
I can't believe this.
I know. It is crazy.
This is crazy.
But do you feel like this is because these are all people that are more connected to me? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I just have a feeling that you solicited these comments.
These are just people that called in and said these things. I you know,
it's so weird that everyone, all of our friends are listening to our podcast and then felt compelled to call and
just
leave a voicemail about this
just
issue.
How it goes.
That's
I don't know. I mean, but how do you think if you had if we had like your people call in, it would be different though or no?
Oh no.
You think
don't
so?
Tell me what you did.
Hey guys, this is Shauna.
No!
I heard there was like a discussion about who's the personality champ.
No.
Wow,
so I just thought I'd weigh in. I mean, I've known Christina since I was 15.
Yeah, and?
I love her for her personality.
Of course. She's
love
great.
Her to death. But then when I met Tom, I mean, when they got married, I was like, wow, this guy's got a great personality. I mean, I got to say, personality champ, Tom Segura.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
That's your best friend.
That's terrible.
That's your best friend.
I can't believe you did that to her. How much did you pay her?
I didn't pay her anything.
You did.
I did not.
I'm going to find out how much you paid her to say that.
I didn't pay her a dime.
Oh, my God.
She called.
I know you did. You sent them glass and t-shirts for free.
No, I did not.
You sent her and her husband, Jimmy, free t-shirts, and that's why they did that. And I got that, and I know.
No, yeah. I did not.
No, I know why.
I think it's pretty much, it feels settled to me. These are people that know us both. Even the listeners obviously side more towards me, but uh-huh. They don't know us the way everybody who commented knows us. Everybody
yeah,
knows us.
That's interesting.
And they're voting. They're voting with their voices, babe.
Okay.
So
I think
it's time to throw in the towel on this one. If I were you,
something tells me you've manipulated the data.
I haven't.
Hi, this is Steve calling. I'm just listening to the podcast and wanted to chime
Steve,
in.
My buddy Steve.
I must say. When it comes to looks, Christina is by far the much better looking person. Of the
I mean,
two
that's obvious. Yeah.
No contest at all. I mean,
I
it's like night
that.
And day. However, personality wise, I got to give it to Tom.
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
There you go.
This is so stupid.
How is it stupid?
I mean, it's so obviously manipulated.
It's
data.
Not manipulated.
These are alternative facts. Everybody knows.
No, it's not.
That is so stupid.
Don't you feel done with it now?
No, I don't feel done. In fact, this compels me to continue the dialogue, and I'm going to take it to the streets, and I'm going to really, really interview people from now on.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really think that anybody would side with you?
Yes, everybody who knows us both. Unbiased people, maybe not family members or best friends that you've manipulated.
Yeah. Well, seems like one of yours... sided with me, one of your best friends.
You paid her in free t-shirts.
I did
and I
not
know that.
Pay her.
You paid her in free t-shirts. She sent me a picture in our glass and shirts last night, and I thought, oh, that's weird. That's odd.
No.
She doesn't normally, you know, buy merch from us, and then that now was, it makes perfect sense. You sent her those shirts, and you bribed her.
That was pretty great, though. Do you want to know the funniest part
I can't
of this?
Believe you did this.
Wait,
you're
hold on.
So
this
sneaky.
Is too funny.
Oh, you yeah. are so... Let's no, no!
In the citric acid cycle,
down
a two-carbon compound reacts with a four-carbon compound to produce the six-carbon compound citric acid.
Oh, my fuck.
In subsequent reactions, two carbons are lost as CO2, electrons are stored, and ATP is produced.
God damn it.
Do you know, I never even took chemistry because I couldn't get past the first, week of it.
I did, and the guy fucking loved me, and that's why he gave me a D. He loved me.
That shit is so hard. He didn't love you. He probably loved how hot you were in high school. He's probably a pedophile.
No, he
was it father so-and-so?
I was somebody that treated him like a human being.
Yeah.
You know, I treated the teacher like a person. I had real conversations. And you could tell that nobody did that. So he was so engaged with me. And I really, this is like an extension of my awesome personality.
Right.
But he was
or manipulation. Some might say a manipulative personality. Go ahead.
He loved me. God, and I remember he could not get over how bad I was at chemistry. And he did it in a subtle way. He wasn't obvious, but you could see it on his face. Like, don't you get this? And I'm like, no.
I could not get it to save my life. I mean, in high school, I could not. I had to drop out and take two different classes to count as chemistry.
If that's what you had to do order to, I don't know, be of value in this world.
Oh my God.
I'd be a fucking bottom feeder. I mean, I would just be.
I'd be living in a cardboard box.
I'd be living in a gutter.
In Bangladesh, yeah.
Why is it gotta be Bangladesh?
Because that's the dirtiest place I know.
That is not the dirtiest place.
It's the worst place on earth.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen photos.
You're horrible.
No, where do you think
this
the worst place...
This is indicative of your personality.
Where do you think the worst place on earth is? Be real. And no.
Obviously, Toledo.
How dare you? The Perrysburg...
Erie?
Funny Bone? I've not been to Erie.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the worst place
is. I mean, on earth, not on USA. Earth? Nothing's that bad in the U.S. I think Bangladesh, don't you? I mean...
No, I wouldn't have said Bangladesh.
Kyrgyzstan? I've been there. It's terrible.
I don't know.
It's not as bad as
You know what's funny? When I was in Hong Kong, which is amazing, a lot of native people there were telling me, don't go to mainland China.
I don't think...
Seriously.
You think...
Seriously. They were don't go.
Outside of the cities of China, yes.
Outside
I've
of
heard
Shanghai.
The rural,
and
yeah.
They were like...
I've heard that, too.
Fucking rough.
Yeah, it's real.
And these were Chinese people telling me this.
They're like,
don't go.
Because
they thought we were going there. You guys going to Shanghai and stuff? We're like, no. And they're like, well, don't venture outside of there.
Yeah. I've heard there's a lot of, like, toothless people. Yeah. And people with five legs and two heads. Yeah. And, you know.
Two heads.
Well, I see that a lot on the... on the Instagram, like I follow Nat Geo on Instagram.
You're such an elitist.
And they're like, this baby was born with five legs and two heads from India. It's never America, the five-legged baby.
Yeah.
I'm really, I have to say, I'm really amused by your quote consensus of who's got the better personality.
It's very funny.
It's
very done.
Very amusing.
Do you want to hear the funniest part of this whole thing though?
Yeah.
So... When I called and I told my parents to call in, I go, so here's like...
to manipulate the data, go ahead.
Here's the setup and do it. So my dad calls and he acts like he's just a regular caller. So I had to have him call twice because the first time...
Hilarious. As if the listeners
would not know who he is. Yet. So he first time he goes,
hey, Tom, just want to offer my opinion on who the personality winner.
So
and he can't say it right either. Personality winner.
And he goes, hey, Tom. So I called back and I go, what was that? And he goes, oh, your mom said to so that the people don't know it's me. Like, so that do you guys don't think that not only would the listeners know, but that like we wouldn't play it and be like, oh, that's your dad? You think you can hide who that is? And he goes, I thought so. But he just left it as, I'm like,
hey, Tom, just want to offer my opinion
hey,
on
Tom.
Personality winner.
Thomas?
I go, you've never called me
never.
Tom. Not even one time.
I've never heard him call you that. It's always, hey, buddy.
Buddy. Tommy. Yeah.
Big dog.
Yeah. Never Tom.
Now, the funny part, too, actually, is that our interior designer was here this morning showing us plans. And
She weighed in.
And we have a really good relationship with her. She's very funny. And I go, forgive Tom. He's late. He's just not a very good personality. And I go, Shauna, that's her name, too. Who do you think has a better personality, Tom or me?
Yeah.
And at first she gave the very considerate, like, well, you guys are both. And
but
I was
then
like,
then she broke it down.
Come on.
And here's what she said. She said she thinks I am have a better personality more people.
She said you're kinder to more people. That doesn't
and
mean
that
better
you
personality.
You are more selective of who you are kind to. In other words, you withdraw and restrict being kind selectively.
Yes.
Whereas I am that way with more people. Jeez, I wonder which of the two of us has a better personality.
Now hold on, Yana. Allow me to defend. Here's why. I'm a woman. If I walk around being all googly, star-eyed, and kind to every a-hole out there, guys think you're hitting on them if you're nice to them. And I had to learn that in my 20s.
I think you learned it this weekend, too.
And I did. Yeah, I got hit on actually twice in the airport. My wedding ring is not big enough.
Yeah.
So the second part to that is I grew up in a major city with a lot of...
Hey, how are you? What's your name? What's your pronoun?
Is that what happened?
The second part is that when you grow up in LA, there's a lot of nutbags here that come from other places. So you got to put up the shield first. And then if you're cool, then I'm nice. Now, but I'm nice to servers. I'm nice to everybody. I just don't go out of my way to be kind, like, hey, I'll be my friend.
Yeah.
Not until I know you.
Okay.
No, but I'm not rude to, like, service people, though.
I never said you were rude to service people.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would never, ever be shitty to, like, service.
You're obviously not very kind to the Bangladeshi people.
Oh, they're not listening. They don't
You don't
have,
think so?
They don't have iPhones like our... They don't download podcasts. I'm just kidding. No, I know they do. No, they don't. They're... No.
You sound like Yoshi.
No, they don't know.
By the way, I got to make this announcement. So the live Yoshi episode went up. I saw some complaints about the audio. Luckily, we got an email from a guy named Malcolm in Seattle who volunteered an idea to fix it.
Yeah.
And Blue Band did it, and it was 1,000% improved.
Well, thank you, Malcolm.
If you tried listening and you're like, I don't like this audio, this sucks, and you stop, please give it another shot. Here's what you have to do, though. This is what I've been told. Is that if you downloaded it, you have to delete it and download a second time because the feed has a new file in it. So that's it's the live episode. It went up on Friday. Yoshi joined us, and he's crazier than shit.
Crazier. Than, great guest.
Great guest.
Now, back to this Bangladeshi thing. Just so you know, I had an Indian stepfather for 17 years.
I have a black friend. That's one of those
No,
lines.
It's not the same. And he hated India. He only ever told me horror stories about growing up in Bombay.
Yeah.
Mumbai.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Do not hit me, mommy.
So all I ever heard was what a dump India was and how much better America is. And so just, you know. I've got a fucking witness.
I'm not
in the stands.
It's fine. Your mom's fucking...
No, but really, where do you think the worst place on earth is? Let's go.
That's a really great question. I mean, I think the worst place on earth is hot.
India. Go ahead. Check. Yeah, there's
hot
one for India.
And
yeah. Dirty. Check too.
And undeniably really poor.
Check three.
Yeah,
three for three.
It could be like that. Yeah, it could be. That could be the place. I don't know. It
sounds terrible.
Probably a lot of Central African places.
Oh,
like
boy.
That.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's got to be rough, too.
Fuck, yeah. Or war-torn.
Clearly.
Congo.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the worst. Because we're talking about real, like you go there now, right?
Yeah, shit's real right now.
It's fucking terrible,
yeah,
man.
Like you're drinking the water that everyone's bathing in kind of stuff, if there's water.
And then, aside of all, like when you take away the just the punishing heat, the unfair extreme poverty, the disease, the filth, when you take away all that and bullets flying overhead, and let's say you get away from all that, you could still turn around and have a rhino bite you in half.
True. This is in Africa.
In certain parts of Africa.
Sure. Tigers can swim and maul you.
Yeah.
You know what's...
Tigers, that's more of an India problem.
That's an India problem?
Yeah.
I thought it was an Africa thing, too.
No, India.
Also, the civility. I've heard stories where a pedestrian will be hit in the road in India somewhere, and they'll just keep driving over them.
Yeah.
Like, people don't pull over.
Well, that also has to do with populations, though.
Human life is not valued
because
as highly.
Of how many.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once you have a country with over 1 billion people, imagine if we had, like, right now, we had... 4 times as many people as we have right now in the States. They would report things less. You'd report murders less.
Too bad.
You'd report deaths less. Yeah, you'd be like, it's a lot of people. People are fucked up. People die. That's how you'd be. You know.
You wouldn't even have to tell somebody if you hit a pedestrian.
No.
You'd be like, no, just keep driving. Just go.
Which guy?
Fine.
Oh, the guy. Yeah, that guy's dead.
That's nuts. And you know what I noticed too when I was like in the Middle East is that people just walk on the freeway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that too. Like camels just run next to the freeway.
Yeah.
People walk when they're not, they shouldn't walk.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. We're going to get some emails next week.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Why don't you tell people you got a lot of stuff coming up?
I do. I'm excited. I'm ramping up to tape my hour special. So I'm running it now. Please come see it. Is that loud enough?
Yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
May 4th and 5th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Rive. May 19th through 20th, Jew Dork Titties at Gotham. Come on, you club. June 1 through 3, Denver. Momver? Hangver? Denver Comedy Works, the downtown location.
Yeah.
June 16th and 17th, Manfriend Disco at the Punch Ryan Comedy Club. Oh, and I just added June 22nd. I'm going to run it one last time here at Flippers in Burbank in the Yoo-Hoo Room.
Yoo-Hoo.
June 22nd. So come check that
That's
out.
That's great. Flappers, that Yoo-Hoo Room is the shit.
I love that. I love small rooms.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to, but I always prefer them.
Is that it?
That's it, Gene.
All right. I'm going to be going back to Oregon, the great state of Oregon.
Oregon.
New Jeans, Oregon. Blue Jeans, Oregon.
Blue Jeans. I like that one.
By the way, we added a show May 12th in Eugene. Go Ducks. So Ryan Sickler is coming with me. He'll be on both of the shows on the 12th in Eugene.
Sickle Cell?
Yeah, Sickle Cell's coming with me. And then the 13th, we go back to Portland, Oregon. And the reason I did that was because the first two I did sold out really far ahead of time. So we're doing two more on May 13th. Get your tickets. The early show sold out, but there are tickets available to the late show. I believe that's at 10:30 on May 13th. Then I go to Tucson, Arizona. Reno, Nevada.
Reno.
And Semenecula, California. Pechanga.
Semenecula. No, Semenecula. I got it, yeah.
That's June 11th at the Pechanga. And then I go to the Dirty Dirty. I go to Richmond, Virginia. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Jeansboro, North Carolina.
Jeansboro.
At the Cone Denim Entertainment Center.
Oh, my God. And I know you did that on purpose, right?
Of course.
You requested that venue.
July 14th, Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville?
Got it, yeah.
And July 15th, I don't know what to call Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Charles Stink?
I don't know. Then the 27th, Carlson. Tampon Beach, New Hampshire. Tampon Beach. Wilmington? I don't know. Delaware?
Wilmington?
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know.
Balls and Whores, Maryland on July 29th, right?
Jesus.
Balls and Whores?
Yeah.
And then I go to Mumstralia, and that's all at TomSegura.com/tour. Of course, we do the podcast live, one show only, August 23rd. It's a long ways away, but it is moving, and that is in West Balls Beach, Florida, at the Improv in Palm Beach. So make sure you get your tickets now. So you were strutting that ass at the airport.
How dare you?
And guys were like, hey, and you were like, hey.
No, I wasn't like, hey. What happened was I don't wear a big chunky garish diamond ring. I just, it doesn't work. I have a very tender little wedding band that says Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
I love this thing.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's subtle. Cool. And I don't think it stands out enough because twice I got kind of talked
to. So how does it work? Because I imagine that happens to you, in my mind, all the time. I know how guys operate. They see attractive woman, you just go, hey, right?
So yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's a really big cock shrinker is a one-year-old in your arm.
Well, I know when, I'm talking about when you're not with
I know.
Child.
I usually look like hell when I travel. And this time I had gone to Allen, I got my hair done and it was blown out nicely.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I was not made up, but I looked like a civilized human.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't send out any kind of signal. Like, I'm eyes down, eyes forward, usually earbuds. Mm-hmm. Very shut off. Like, I'm very cold in public. That is true. Like, I'm not kind, as you say, to everybody. Yeah. So I'm in the security line, and that's the first guy who's about my age. You know, he's alone, and he's doing the whole, wow, this is Burbank Airport. It's really easy, huh? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is so much better than Texas. And where are you going? Like doing the Chatty Cathy stuff.
And then you're like,
oh, yeah, my pussy talking to you now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was like, what husband? What kid? And I hid the screen photo I have of you and Ellis, like, immediately. I changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I changed it. And then, you know, I shut it down, though. I don't really want to get into it. And then I was on Southwest Airline, mm-hmm. and we were lining up like animals. And the guy behind me did, where are you going? Business or pleasure? How long are you staying in Sacramento?
How do you handle it, though?
Well, in California, first of all, we don't do that. Like, that's a Southern thing, maybe. Not in L.A. Nobody talks to people in L.A. Like, it's just forbidden. It's against the rules. You don't
fucking... I both got a child on it. Y'all wanted to fight.
Okay. So I don't... What I do is I answer politely but tersely. I don't give a lot of details. And by the way, I don't like people knowing where I live, where I'm going.
I don't like that either.
Fuck
I'm
you.
Big on, like, don't ask me. Don't ask a lot of questions.
I fucking lie to people all the time. Now, the driver... who drove me to the airport yesterday he's like, so are you here for business or pleasure? And I was this close to lying and being like, oh, business, I'm a paralegal.
Why
and
then, you just tell him?
Just glassing.
Yeah. And he looked at the sheet and he goes, oh, you're a comedian. And I was, because the punchline arranged the ride. But I was 2 seconds away from just lying to this guy so that I don't have to talk about comedy for the next hour.
Like, yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't lie to him because I normally do. And he did the whole thing where he looked in the rearview mirror as he was driving forward the whole fucking time, which to me, I panic. Like, bro, look at the road.
I don't like that either.
I don't need to make eye contact with you.
You know, there's one worse than that, and that is the full turnaround to see you. Sometimes they go.
That's not, stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't a movie. Like, you're really driving.
How long are you in town for?
Yeah.
And you're like, a couple days. Look at that truck up there.
What's that there? Yeah. Oh, the road? You fucking idiot. Yeah.
So do you kind of flirt back?
Like, no, I'm telling you, this whole not kind thing is, I'm polite, but I certainly don't invite a dialogue. I don't really like
come all over my face.
That too.
Yeah.
I don't like small talk. Really can't tolerate a lot of
it wears on you.
Where are you from? What's that? Like, please, let's talk about anything else.
Yeah.
I hate small talk. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't. And I can't be polite. I can't answer things right. You know, right? Yeah. Have you ever been hit on when you're with Ellis? A lot of girls.
No, people don't
blue
even.
Blue eyes.
Usually, what they do is they're like, "Oh my gosh!" as they're looking at him, and they look up at me and they go, like, they kind of get out of it.
Must know? Be
they're
mom.
Like,
yeah.
Got the looks. Like, okay. Like, are you supposed to be with this boy? I'm telling you.
You mean to tell me that after shows, now, because I hear stories from male comics who are like, dude, I had a fucking, my set was so killer, I had a four-way afterwards. I swear to God.
No.
Like, there's never been a set, and then some fucking whore afterwards is like, you want to sext? And you're like, yeah, give me your number. I love sexting.
No. No, it doesn't work
girl,
like that.
No woman's ever been like, you know, I heard you talking about farts up there.
No.
I was wondering if you would fart in my mouth and my face.
That happens, yeah. That happens. No, they don't really, it doesn't really work like that. I mean,
F-A-R-T.
They,
how does
girls don't come solo to my shows, and they don't come in twos.
You don't get
threes.
The bachelorette parties
and,
like I do.
And we don't get like some guys, like three girls might go see this guy they like. It doesn't work like that for me. It's not that.
You're not
for
like,
me,
you're not
most
that
of my
comic.
Audience. Yeah.
Like a Dane Cook would have like a gaggle of girls going
absolutely.
To see him.
Yeah, and there's a bunch, there's guys out there now, I'm sure, draw women, like single guys. But for me, I'm telling you, this happens every show. Guys are bringing their girls, like a guy's doing a lot of dates, right? Like, guy takes his girl to the movies. And then in the meet and greet lines, the guy will take a picture. And this happens every show. Goes, babe. And she goes, I'm good. And then I go, and then he's like, no, come on. She says, I'm fine.
No thanks.
No thanks for, like, I don't want a photo. Of this.
That's
memory.
Interesting. So you think that your onstage persona, your personality is so unlikable.
Pretty much. On stage, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it all the time. And no, girls do not go like, hey, it doesn't happen.
Really?
No, never.
Not even like pigs.
Sometimes, no.
Not even real
sometimes
trolls.
There's jokes. Like they will listen to our show.
Yeah.
And they'll make
and they'll
jokes.
Be like, I'll lick your ass. Like, there was a whole time where.
There was a whole time of that. Yeah.
People were offering to eat
and I'll
your
tell
butt.
You something. Every time, very exciting to hear. Very exciting to hear. I was always pleased to hear it. But on a regular basis, no, I don't get like, hey, where are you? Sometimes groups will say, like, where are you going afterwards?
Yeah.
And won't get hints that I don't want to hang out.
Yeah, we're not social.
Yeah,
we don't
so like, I'll be like, I don't know. And then they go, do you want us to wait here? And I go, no, I don't know how long I'll be here. And they're like, okay, we can wait outside. I'm like, don't do that. And then it's like, they still be like, so there's a bar across the street. Yeah, which one is that? And then I'll be like, yeah, I might go there.
You'll never go there.
No, of course not. I don't like to hang out.
Well, it's so late. By the time I was done with my shows, it was like 12:30, and the audience is tired. I'm tired. I want to go home.
I was thinking about it. I think I told you.
God.
Bert posted some photo on his Instagram
yeah.
of him with the Bachelorette group.
Oh, my
and
God.
I think he was carrying one of them.
Oh, my God.
And it was
God.
Like, here was tonight. And I almost texted him like, your idea of a fun night is my idea of a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like that is anxiety inducing.
Yes.
100%. Like
100% for me
he's
too.
Partying with a fucking group of people. Yeah. And like for him, that's a show.
Can't do it.
Can't fucking do it.
Can I tell you what gives me the most diarrhea about an exchange like that?
Jesus.
The amount of small talk that would have to ensue.
Yeah.
Of like, so what's it like being a comedian? What's it like being married?
I would have
like,
to.
No, I can't.
I'm not really a big drinker, you know?
Yeah.
I would have to get fucked up to hang out like that.
With a bunch of bachelorettes? Oh,
with anyone,
God.
With any group, I'm saying. Because of the small talk.
Yeah.
Since I can't do it sober, I'd be like, well, I'll just fucking knock back some shots and do this.
Yeah, I'm so uncomfortable in large groups too.
Yeah,
I've never functioned with large groups of girlfriends or parties. Like, I never had a fun. I'm better like in a smaller situation. Dinner, let's actually talk.
Of course.
Yeah.
I also wanted to
But Bert likes to hold court, you know.
He does.
I can't do. Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than like.
And he's also
court.
Good
I can't
at like.
Do that.
Now let's do
I
this.
I want to do that.
And now let's he has all these ideas. Of how the fun can continue.
Yeah. And I will say, though, that our audience is so wonderful in that, like, every time I work somewhere, the staff goes, God, you have the best crowds. You guys get the best.
And I'll say it because our crowds at live shows
so respectful.
Are a mix
so
of
good.
Podcast listeners and stand-up fans, right? But I feel like the reason I keep getting compliments from venues on the audience is because of podcast fans.
Absolutely.
Because I get it. I got it on this whole tour. Everywhere I go, they go, you bring in the most amazing people.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, oh, you just mean like, because they laughed at the show, like they like a show? He's like, no, they're like so respectful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it's a...
No heckling.
Yeah, he's like, they don't heckle. They tip well. They're nice. They didn't, you know, start any shit with anyone. They're just like good people. So
they're the best. And I would say that they're the type of people I actually probably would have a drink with, like one-on-one. Generally, when I meet mommies, I'm like, oh, like you're actually a normal human being.
Yeah.
I'd be friends with you.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well.
But then I wouldn't because the anxiety of the social interaction is too much.
You got an email about that, by the way. Let's talk about it.
Somebody well, you emailed. Really, I swear, I go away.
We talked about this one.
I go away for 2 days and it's like a fortress. You've just built up all this ammo against me.
And no, this is not against you. It actually says to the two of you. But then they kind of single you out.
Yeah.
It says, I've been a mommy since way back. So
oh,
no disrespect.
Geez.
But you guys, see, the two of you.
Yeah, but it's not about you.
It
this
is.
Person really fired up. They got real fired up against me.
Sounds so dumb, low and loose when you talk about retarded people.
Yeah.
I'm working on my degree in teaching special ed, work at a center for adults with intellectual disabilities.
Uh-huh.
And my kid has special needs. Every retard you meet is a different person with different dreams and desires.
Okay.
Just like you retards.
Okay. Yeah.
Some do like white bummer movies. Some get married.
Okay.
Some have jobs, live independently, and yes, they drive. No, it's not pleasurable to be retarded. You sound dumb, Mommy Tina. I'm sorry. But no.
Wait a minute. Are you saying on this comedy show, this not serious show, I sound stupid?
Well,
that's
I'm
weird.
Just reading the email.
Yeah.
Some of my students fully understand the world around them as well as their struggle.
I don't know about fully.
And
I don't think it's fully. They're retarded.
Babe.
What?
Whatever they go, people think they don't know shit and all they do is masturbate and drool.
Right.
Shut the fuck up with this.
Okay.
Sarah.
Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah's, she's got a point.
Sarah All right.
Retarded.
Hey, I didn't, but we knew that they had lives. We're not saying they don't have lives.
We did.
We just didn't know they could drive. That was the big surprise.
Well, the drive thing, and that's all on me. I first of all, I thought that your comment was insane.
About which one?
That, like, do they not know that they're retarded?
I genuinely didn't know.
No, I believe that you genuinely said it.
Yeah.
I still thought it was crazy. But my thing was, I really didn't know if they could drive. I really didn't know that.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I know. I'm saying, like, I'm volunteering that she's saying that, like, yeah, some of them drive. Like, in other words, you're stupid for not knowing that. I really didn't know that. I asked genuinely. I didn't think it was possible that somebody...
I didn't think so either.
With that
with,
level of
with diminished capability. Mental capacity, which you need some mental capacity
for
to
sure.
drive.
Yeah, react.
Absolutely. Read signs,
course,
whatever the
a
fuck
lot
it
going
is.
On.
Yeah, that's legit.
What about, like, junction? You know what I mean? Like, where things come together and you
four-way
yield
stop.
And, like, oh, yeah, it's a
you gotta
lot
know
stuff.
The rules.
I mean, I thought that would be more complicated for me. I'm barely not retarded.
But the question as to whether or not they are aware that they are retarded.
Of course they
no,
are.
No, no, no. Well, hear me out. Let's look at this philosophically. If you are this thing and you don't know, maybe you don't know another way of being just because you are that way.
It's just like the gaze.
Does a dog know that its consciousness is a dog consciousness, that it's separate from, that being human is different? I don't know.
I feel like I want to bail you out now.
An animal has
like
different consciousness.
You,
retarded person has different consciousness.
Letting me help you.
I don't care. I really don't give a shit.
You don't care?
Give a fuck. No, not really. Zero fucks given.
About what?
About whatever. If somebody's upset that if I have a genuine, I'm telling you, how come? How come? Why come? Why can't I be curious about this?
You can be curious.
Yes.
You can be curious. This is fun. somebody says you're cheating.
Cheating how?
I'm furious, this person writes. Okay. I'm not going to take it any longer. Christina Pachitsky routinely cheats.
At what?
At Would You Rather.
Oh, stop.
And her husband, Tom, allows it because of sexism and nepotism and Obama. It is an outrage. And a tragedy on par with the worst crimes in history. She is basically Pol Pot. When the options in Would You Rather are poor and skinny or rich and fat, you cannot say you'll choose skinny and find a rich guy. No, no,
why?
No.
Why?
The option is skinny and poor. So even if you did find a rich guy, you would not be able to enjoy any of his money or the trappings of his wealth. You would remain in a shed in the backyard like a proper poor person. How dare you allow this cheating to continue? How dare you? I demand reparations. Yours forever in love, Bert Baczynski.
Wow, Bert. That's a
really good
point.
It's
a good point.
You made a good point.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah. You do that. You're like, I'll just find this way through.
That's
it.
The whole point of Would You Rather is to find the caveat, the loophole, Yana.
No.
I went to law school for two weeks.
No, because you're skinny. Like, this is your life or this is your life. Which life? And you're like, well, you do it this way.
There's always a workaround in life. Don't you get it, Tom?
No, that's not how Would You Rather works. I think Your Honor would send you to the hole for 30 days just for pitching this idea.
And come on. That's how you play the game. You have to find your workarounds.
Another email critical of you.
Oh, my fucking Christ. So, who's picking these emails? I these leave for 2 days, and all of a sudden it's how much I suck. Who's picking the emails?
Hey, Hitler. I've noticed
Jesus
Christina
fuck.
Says plenty of... Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, because he never listens. Tom never listens to me.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Do you think this is the Midwestern mom translation of you know what I'm saying? You feel me or you know what I mean? Finished and done. Shorty George. P.S. Chef John might as well be a member of the Wu-Tang Clan because he ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wow.
People
I didn't,
are still
yeah.
upset about making fun of Chef
I did
John.
Not know. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why I say, can I say something?
You're right.
Because you just talk right over me. You've done it this episode like two or three times.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to the tape. I have to interject. Otherwise, I can't get my fucking thought in there.
You really feel that way?
Hello. Then why am I saying, can I say something? Because it's always because you don't let me. You move on. See, like right now, I'm talking to you, and you're looking at the soundboard to
I'm
look at the next thing.
No, but I'm still listening to you.
No.
I am. Can I say something? Can I just say something?
The thing is, we watch Sesame Street, and what does Cookie Monster learn? To listen with whole body.
Whole body, whole mind.
Eyes, body. Eyes
watch. Yeah.
Eyes watch.
Ears listen.
Ears
body,
listen.
Body relax. Right?
Mouth shut. Yeah. And you don't do that for me. Look, even right now, you're fucking looking at the computer.
I can still listen to you,
no,
though.
Not fully, not the Cookie Monster listen.
Why does it have to be exactly that way?
Can I do Would You Rather real quick?
You want to do Would You Rather? Yeah, go ahead. Just go for it.
It's simple. It's not too complicated.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather live in a Courtyard Marriott?
Where you did?
Where I did.
Yeah.
It's like those, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a Marriott that you can actually, like, it has a kitchenette, bathroom, mm-hmm. you know, like kind of like living in a crummy apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your living situation. Tiny yeah. communal pool. Maid service.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's an RV. You live like I did on Road Rules. Road Rules life. RV.
Mm.
Now, keep in mind, the RV, yes, you can park in RV parks. You can't really park an RV just anywhere. Don't think you can. And if you take a shit in that RV, you have to unload the sewage Ooh. System in it.
Yeah, but I think like you could learn that pretty quickly, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it still stinks, and it cooks in the summertime, the shit. I mean, maybe now it's better, but back in the 90s, that's how it was.
But so wait, what is the how long are we living in each situation?
The rest of your life.
So you're either living at the Courtyard Marriott or in an RV?
Yeah.
But it looks like with the RV you have mobility.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's change it up.
So let's change it up.
No. I'm making the Courtyard Marriott more appealing.
Okay.
You can live at any Courtyard Marriott location.
Oh.
Now, as you know,
can you have one built just for you?
No. But
no, I'm saying like if you go, let's say you go, "Oh, I want to live in New York City," and they don't have one. Can you say New York City?
No.
Oh,
it has
okay.
to be an existing location.
Okay.
And as you know, the locations are generally across from like a nice Chili's or maybe down the street a mile from a Red
yeah.
Lobster.
Sure.
Generally not a sidewalk in front of it. It's usually on a busy highway. The views are of parking lots, things like that.
I think I would still choose the RV.
Okay.
Because you can move it. You can drive it.
Right.
That's part of the appeal to me. So I think I would get comfortable. I would learn how to dump my sewage and maybe
it's real stinking.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's terrible. That's the only thing I asked Brian Regan, by the way, because he has a tour bus, like a really nice tour bus.
That was your first question.
Yeah. I go, so can I ask you, I go, the rules on tour buses is like no shits. Like, right. Yeah. It's always like, everyone's like no shits. You know, you piss in here, but you can't shit in here. And I go, so isn't that, he goes, well, no, I shit. And I said, well, he didn't say, he actually was like, no, I can't. I go, well, so doesn't your whole bus smell like shit then?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, because it's like, they have new technology now where it's like this grinding thing. And it's like a whole, he goes, yeah, I wouldn't get one if I couldn't take a dump. So he was like, this is all you want to talk about? Because I kept talking about it.
Well, it's fascinating because yeah. airplanes, they have to unload the septic tank too after every flight.
And if you ask anybody that tours,
nasty.
That is like the one of the first things. It's always like, hey, like especially if it's a group, you know, a band touring,
of course,
or
five
comic
dudes
with friends, you're like, yeah. we are not dumping here, man.
No.
Yeah.
You can't have five guys constantly shitting on your tour bus. Forget it. And see, now here's the other thing with the RV park that, or the RV that you don't maybe not think about as a professional. I've lived on one. You can't, like I said, you need electricity to plug into at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not parking your trailer necessarily just in front of any residential street because someone will call the cops. You have to go to RV parks to plug in, to get your amenity, to shower, you know?
Yeah.
Now, RV parks sometimes are not that nice. You're amongst special different people.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are nice. In Australia, like some of them are super nice. Like there's one in Malibu that overlooks the ocean. It's like a million-dollar RV park.
Elitist, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. Not LA. So anywhere that's not LA, who knows what the situation will be like, you know?
That's true. That's true. How do you feel about a tour bus? Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you think you are, though, the can I say something, can I just say something champ?
Oh, let me guess, because is there a super cut?
No, there's not. There's
oh,
not.
Okay.
There's
yeah, not. Interesting.
There's not.
You mean in your preparation for today's Shit on Christina episode, there wasn't a super cut made?
It's not a Shit on Christina episode.
Sure is.
How?
Feels like it. Sure feels like it.
People like my personality, and all of a sudden it's a Shit on Christina episode?
You've just been really, you know, I think you're a little angry that I left you this weekend.
No, no.
A little vindictive.
You know what I'm saying?
A little vindictive.
That's just a little bit of you right there.
It's not me. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
That's you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know who the You Know Champ is? It's a kid from Harvard. He's a hockey player.
Oh. Tyler, thanks for being here. How about the keys to the game facing Duluth tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main thing is just going to be managing the environment. Obviously, we've got a great opportunity here and, you know, a lot of fans and a lot
Tyler
of
Moy
going on and everything. But, you know, just managing that. And
what's been the key to this role
here and, you know, to create that kind of culture where, you know, we hold each other accountable.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, and to, you know, yeah. really get up for big games. And I think that that's been something that we've been able to draw from. And, you know, like I said before, we've got a great opportunity here.
He
and, we've got a great opportunity here.
Wow. So we had an Ivy League. An Ivy League, you know.
That's a big step.
We've never had a Harvard one.
No, we haven't. That's quite a unique thing to have a Harvard level, you know, champ.
Very special.
Can I, you know what I'm saying, just say, you know what I'm saying, that thanks to everybody that downloaded Mostly Stories, the album. You made me number one,
you know what I'm saying,
on iTunes. And I got the physical copies. I signed a bunch of them today. And they're at the in the store. So if you want an autographed hard copy of the album, it has two bonus tracks. I put that in the store. It's in the store right now. I also went to sign the remaining Glasson posters.
I like that.
So
one.
If you wanted the Glasson poster,
that's funny.
It's autographed. The rest of them, I autographed the rest of them.
Now, you kindly offered me an autographed copy of Mostly Stories. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I did. I offered
it's
you
really
that.
Really neat.
And I keep getting asked, everyone says vinyl, what about vinyl? There is going to be a vinyl release in June of Mostly Stories. So if you're waiting for vinyl, I'll announce it a big thing then, but it is going to be in June.
Mm.
And that'll come with a little side, little present with it.
Oh, a present. Hey, do you want to hear my new foreign voicemail? Is there any way we could listen to it?
Yeah, you can hear it. Tell me which voicemail it is.
Let me just make sure it's it can't transcribe it, Apple.
That's fine.
It's the top one.
The top one?
The 213 number.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this. Looks like I have a brand new Salome, because we lost her. Salome's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Salome finally figured it out.
I think so, but now I've got a new one, which is kind of exciting, and I hope it keeps up.
Yeah, I hope so too. I should have it here in a moment.
Salome.
People, someone weighed in here. I think my council weighed in on the pilot blowjob offer.
Oh, Jesus.
You had you retained counsel.
Yana.
To negotiate with me.
Right. Right.
So this is the email that I think your council received.
Okay.
Dear Mrs. Pajitsky, this is the Water Champ, Personality Champ, pretty much everything Champ's representation. We have picked up Mr. Segura on a pro bono basis because of said championness and such. Find that he is fully deserving of everything he wishes.
And such.
Now down to brass tacks. We counterpropose, since the main mommy has to do something he doesn't wish to do, refrain from obtaining his piloting license, so should you in likeness. After all, justice is eye for an eye. I am sure Mr. Segura is sickened by the fact that he'll be missing out on his license and the 40 hours of instruction, we counterpropose that you must watch and listen to 40 hours of vomiting and try-heaving to be completed in no later than 1 year time. Furthermore, you must listen and watch vomiting and dry-heaving for at least 2 hours per year thereafter to counterbalance all the splendors that Mr. Segura will be missed by not becoming a pilot. Sincerely, don't frown, White, Brown, and Associates.
Don't frown. Wow, your counsel's really got a stupid argument.
Well, let's see what your counsel replies with. Okay. Now, here's what I'm thinking. You are in the midst of negotiating for the blowjob pilot license.
Yes.
And we know that there's going to be a lot of back and forth, and no one's going to settle on the first offer. Wondering if we could throw this into the mix as well.
Introducing the Model 1 service droid from Arlen Robotics. Engineered to perform the most intimate, pleasurable human interaction, discreetly, at a price you can afford.
Yeah, and this way you don't have to do as much, right?
Does she get to wear the hiking boots and the rain
whatever
gear?
You want to put her in. I love that parka, that winter wonderland blowjob.
Why is she... Why the rain boots and the
it's
parka?
Probably, I think it's probably because it's hard to get blowjobs out of ladies after a long hike.
Is that why?
I think that... Because, right, if you go, like, let's go on this hike and, right, and camp, and then it's like, oh, man, we just hiked all day.
It's a
and you're like, hey, can I get that BJ now? And
she's like, I'm tired.
Pretty tired. I'm pretty dirty. I'd really like to, you know, can we wait till we get back to civilization?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this bitch always has a fucking excuse.
Yeah, that camping fantasy is top on the U-porn stuff.
But when you strip all that stuff away, all you got is this, so, you know.
Not as sexy.
The droid features a fully adjustable body, hiding in plain sight, disguised as a cushion and model robot warrior. It's designed to be assembled in seconds. Awesome. All it takes is a folded blanket over the body.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's
with
why.
An outer clothing garment of your choice to create a model so realistic.
And gloves,
it will
too.
Feel like another human in the room with you.
Oh, boy. That is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, really? I thought it was so joyful.
Fingertip control allows speeds ranging from gentle foreplay to a punishing 120 cycles
punishing.
Per minute. But with enough system latency to be safely stopped
with
a single
face.
Hand. The soft, flexible entry gives smooth access, complete with semi-hard teeth,
nice.
A tongue, and throat contours.
Oh,
it's a realistic experience.
Gosh.
It seems like a lot.
Isn't that funny? This is all we think about.
Right? Yeah. Men use their intellect to create things to make them come. That's how the internet was developed. It's just, yeah. I need to come.
I need to come, man.
It's pretty maze.
Just glassing.
An internal tubular system
really
allows
disturbing.
Free flow of air
that
promotes unrestricted
Whoa.
Movement. The exit tube can be covered with a fingertip during
the
use
tube.
To provide toe-curling suction on demand.
Oh, so you can, it's like hitting a bong, you know, like a
right.
pipe. You you just cover up the
sure.
the air there.
Oh,
and
I'm
then,
so disturbed.
The up to 100% human hair is attached securely, flowing directly from inside the model's scalp. This can be washed, shampooed, ironed, cut,
or
styled
be.
Any way desired. Plunging your fingers through the thick, luxurious, soft hair.
Beautiful.
Is all the forget
nice
hard
idea.
Plastic containers, vibrating balls or rings that provide such a natural sensation. Nothing can imitate that gentle, rhythmic, caressing motion of the head on the chest.
It kind of makes you sad a little bit, though.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
it is the happiest doll ever.
For how many people that are like, fucking finally. You know? Like
how
you
many
just want them to
but
find
what's
someone.
What's the price tag? I mean, that's got to cost like 10 grand.
That looks like it's expensive.
Super expensive.
He said reasonable. We didn't get to the real price.
Cuz my thinking is if you can pay for that,
yeah.
why not just pay for an actual woman to do that for you?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right?
I guess it's that this thing, you know, you can just have it for you don't have to call again. You know?
Here's the thing. It's like you can wash this hair. First of all, you know dudes aren't going to wash her hair, and they're not going to clean out the mouth either.
That's the problem.
That's the real problem.
Yeah, they're going to nut in that thing and then just be like, ugh.
No, it's growing mushrooms. Yeah. Why is it rotten? Yeah.
Why does it smell so...
Yeah.
Imagine the smells.
Oh. Yeah, it's not really... No.
Ooh.
You can't really trust men with this sort of technology.
No.
I feel like this is not a good idea.
That smell is going to be horrible.
Here's what you need. A service. Really? Thank
it
you.
It smells bad. That's what I'm saying.
Well, here's a service that needs to happen. There needs to be an app and you can order the machine to be delivered
right.
and then taken away.
Oh,
like you can just jizz in it and then you leave it out front.
Huh.
Like in a hotel when you
right.
leave the takeout with the dining
right.
services stuff, just throw
and
it
I'm
out.
Done.
I'm
yeah.
done. Yeah. That's the service.
It's
not
just a disposable one of these. You know?
That's another, yeah, disposable heads. Like multiple
yeah, you
heads.
Take the head and you
yeah.
just throw the head in the trash. And then garbage comes on Monday and they're like, there's six female doll heads in the trash with their mouths open. The eyes are, and there's cum just drying
yeah,
all over them.
That's yeah. the solution.
I had a crazy weekend. Jesus. Whew, feel better though. Feel way better.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the solution. There's no way dudes are maintaining that thing's hair and mouth. No,
guys
are disgusting.
Real fucking animals, man.
Yeah, come on. Especially the guy that's going to do that. You think he's a real neat freak?
No.
Real socialized person?
No.
Thinks about stuff like that?
Mm-mm.
Hell no.
Hell to the no.
No, he's cutting up cats in a basement somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's going on here?
What's going on here?
So, what is I wanted to play for you? Oh, you had an email to read. You
God
were gonna read
damn it.
No, you were going to read an email.
All right, for
you
once.
Said that you read an email and...
Well, look... for once in my life, being an asshole really paid off, and I'll show you why.
Yeah, tell me why.
See, my wonderful demeanor, I've saved lives. As it says here, Mommy Tina saved my life. Please.
Wow.
Yep, yep. My dearest mommies, nothing but love, T-Buns, but this email is about how my main mommy, Christina, saved my life. I can't reference the episode, but Christina made a comment that changed my life. I am paraphrasing, and I'm far too lazy to find the episode, but a comment was made that if you are 400 pounds, you either need to get your life or go for a world record. At the time I heard this, I was 406 pounds. Wow. In the heat of the moment, I hated her for the comment. That opinion quickly changed. After a good night's sleep, I couldn't shake her words and decided for the first time in my life I was going to make a positive decision. I decided that I didn't want to be one of these fat fucks that needs to be forklifted out of their home after a series of heart attacks and decided to actually do something about it. That morning, I joined a weight loss program for men. Huge shout out to Harvey Brooker in Toronto there. Couldn't have done it without you. Started to take my diet seriously and got off my ass and started working out. At the time of this email, I am pleased to say that I am now down 100 pounds.
Amazing.
And pushing for 100 pounds more. I sent this email to simply thank Christina for the inadvertent motivation to get my shit together. She honestly extended my life by making an off-the-cuff remark and is directly responsible for improving my quality of life.
That's
not
incredible.
Not only am I more active, confident, and a straight-up pussy slayer, but my dong looks significantly bigger and I can fuck for a straight 3 minutes without breaking a sweat. There you go. So thanks for the
real time.
Now see?
What's his name?
Johnny.
Johnny, congratulations.
Thanks, Johnny.
That is great. You're down 100 pounds.
That's a succulent Chinese meal.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing. 100 pounds, dude. Congratulations.
And so you said this is the shit on Christina episode. It's the celebrate Christina episode.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, I sometimes
even with
drop pearls,
your
and, you know,
sour personality, you helped that guy out.
I would say because I help people, I have the better personality. Definitely a personality champ.
Well,
that's
deep,
bro. It's nothing but helping people.
Right in. Here is the real champ breakdown.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen here, you greedy mommies. You both can't be the champs of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and did you guys a favor and broke it down. I listened to your podcast in the car and when I get carts at Food Lion, so I got this shit.
Okay.
Burp champ. This is Tom.
Wrong.
This is evident throughout the podcast. He has variety, volume, and that oh-so-perfect pitch. F-A-R-T champ. Christina.
Thank you.
Listen, Tom had that one fart on the mic that he did recently that was immaculate. But Mommy Tina seems to have her farts down.
Thank you.
Water champ, Tom.
Wrong.
I shouldn't have to explain this one.
Wrong,
we know he downs gallons of water every day.
No, he doesn't.
Even Joe Rogan
doesn't.
Is a witness to his water madness.
I'm drinking right now.
Personality champ, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems Pfizer. She just seems nicer.
I am.
I don't know. Fuck you. That's what he wrote on that.
There you go. I am nicer.
Glass and champ. Christina. Glass,
thank you.
I know this hasn't been brought up.
Thank you.
But come on. Tina is always writing down notes.
Thank you.
And is very observant,
which
is a necessity for Glasson. If I miss the championship, please let me know and I will analyze the evidence. Thanks for the show. Love you, mommies. Keep it high and motherfucking tight, Davis.
Now, we never brought up the glass and champ discussion, but I like it. I'm definitely way more observant than you. That's
you are not.
Given. Oh, I'm so observant.
No, you're not. You miss everything.
Never.
Literally everything.
No.
You're not observant.
I'm so much more observant of my surroundings. I know what's happening.
You don't pick up on things.
I pick up on stuff all the time.
You're really
I pick
at
up
it.
On that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You pick up on like a nail to the head, but like you don't pick up on subtle cues. You don't
not
pick
true.
Up on little behavior, nuances of voice, of inflection, of saying this and they meant that, the look. You don't pick up on any of that.
I care for a toddler a lot and I pick up on what he needs. He can't talk.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. All of a sudden I'm a stay-at-home dad for two whole days and I'm the mom champ.
I don't think you're the very observant person.
I'm so much more observant. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
There's our guy.
He's doing new food videos. He drenched like pizza and ranch.
Yeah, pizza and ranch. That's not bad. It's good.
Yeah.
He's fatter, definitely.
It sounds like he's in public.
Sure is.
It's weird to make this video in public, right?
Well, maybe that's the new thing, you know?
Yeah.
He always evolves.
And he's letting
and grows.
It drip on his shirt. We're listening to King Ass Ripper eat by the way.
It's like there's some fried chicken eating.
And he's definitely in a public setting.
Yeah.
You can hear that there's people around.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that he would do this in public.
This showing big gut.
Just,
wow.
Man.
He's just stuffing food.
It's hard
into
to watch him eat.
I know.
Honestly, I'm not really into the eating videos as much as I like the farts and the burps. I don't like it because I feel like he's good. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really crazy.
Interesting.
He's eating.
It's fascinating.
He's burping with a full mouth.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Making eye contact with the camera.
Oh, look. He's at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's in a restaurant. Oh, he got like the back table.
Yeah, good thinking on that one.
Okay.
Even the buffet now.
Even the buffet now. So he went to a buffet. So he's still making videos.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I miss him.
I know.
I'm glad he's back.
It's really weird to see him not wearing tidy whities.
I know. It's weird to see him out in public. I didn't think he did that.
Yeah.
I thought he just stayed in his basement all the time and just farted on stuff.
Yeah.
Farted on credenzas and such.
That, I feel like that's like old now. That's just... It's not the same anymore.
Well, he evolves. He's an artist. He changes. You can't expect him to stay the same.
Somebody wrote, "Thanks for making me dream. I am pleased to inform you that for the first time in my entire life, I had a dream about taking a shit, and it's all thanks to you."
Oh, wow.
"Listening to episode 392 on a long, late car ride home last night, I got home, I promptly fell asleep, and had a very involved dream in which I was in a yoga class, and had to make brown. The toilet was in the middle of the class for some reason. And not only did the instructor call my attention to my shitting, but I was so embarrassed that I went to wipe with my balled up TP and absolutely got shit on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a lifelong toilet paper water up until today. You've gotten into my psyche Inception style. And now I feel I can finally get my life. Thanks, Jeans. Caitlin." Wow, I wasn't even expecting that to be a lady.
No, me neither. Yeah,
that was a lady.
Wow.
Yeah, or maybe, I mean, it's Caitlin. Maybe it's...
The Caitlin?
Maybe.
Could be.
Which is obviously still a lady. I didn't mean to suggest anything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Save the hate
mail. So offended.
Please. Please save the hate mail. Please,
oh,
please,
my. Please.
What's your pronoun?
What's your pronoun?
Okay. Anything else, Gene?
No. Thanks for whoever came out to see me, and thank you to those who will come out to see me.
Absolutely. Go to 1000ranch.com to get tickets to see Christina. TomSegura.com for my live dates. Also, my store is there if you want to pick up anything I mentioned. There's some...
I'm so excited. I might even listen to... is it Mostly Stories? Is that the same?
I have two bonus tracks.
Really?
So there's material...
Can you say what they're about?
I recorded them in Chicago when I did the Chicago shows.
Where?
Chicago.
And what are they about? Can you give me just...
One is the follow-up to the... So in the special, I talk about meeting Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And people always gave me, like, would email me, what happened next? So I tell the follow-up story.
Oh, that's that's wonderful. Yeah. You should have said that earlier. That's exciting. So and you then, give kind of the insider scoop on...
Of what happened next.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Because I end the special with the phone hanging up. And they're like, well, what happened next? And I tell the story.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I talk about making a murderer.
Your life story.
Yeah, the Netflix show.
Very cool. Well, that's exciting. Very excited. Very amazed.
Yeah. So, TomSegura.com, go to the store, or you can download the album if you want, or stream it. I don't know, however you do it. The Glass and Poster, YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Please don't forget to check that out.
Amazon, please do your shopping using our banner. Go to YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage. Do your shopping as you normally would.
As always, I remind people that there is YouTube of this if you want to watch the show. People seem to not know that for some reason. And I'm always going to solicit that you write a review of the show on iTunes. So if you don't mind, just write a 5-star. Review only, of the show.
Only 5.
And jeans it up. Make some jeansy write-ups about it.
Check out That's Deep Bro, too, if you're so inclined. I actually am very nice on that show and help people with their lives, help people get their lives.
Even with a sour personality, she's doing good work. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Here is
Good Morning America.
Champion of the Wall by Ramsey McQueen.
To Tom and Christina. You know I'm from the world famous Mom's House Podcast Show.
and here it goes. Something like this. This week we bring you champion of the world. 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 You made it right. Champion of the world. 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 You made it right. America. The world. It's high and tight. Got those motherfuckers out of sight. Any motherfuckers that are cold, with their pants below their ass, we'll be deported. We don't give a damn what goddamn country you go to, or where your ass gonna be at. We don't give a fuck. We just tired of looking at people stand up in line in front of you with their pants below their ass and their drawers stuck in their boots. Champion of the world. Champion of the world. Champion of the world. You made it right. Made it right. Champion of the world. 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 You made it right. Made it right. America, fuck y'all. Cause y'all know Trump's just taking over now. Here, let me feel the step. As you can see, the wall is getting higher.
Getting higher.